Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Saret Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need help.
Well, greetings, 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 and welcome, 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 radio listening audience. I am your host, Saret Sands. And, you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today, beloved, because it is so. And, you know, I am just so glad to be broadcasting back again here on Saturday, beautiful, sunny South Florida, coming to you live right now. We're just so excited. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, and we will be glad in it. I tell you, this is an exciting time. We are closing out the year of 2016. I want to tell you, if you've got any more resolutions or anything else that you were supposed to get accomplished in this year, you still got time, but you better hurry up and get to moving toward your goals for this year. And we have just been so glad to come to you month by month, week by week here in 2016, bringing you all the broadcasts in health and wellness. Of course, we believe that you're going to be transformed into the new Adam that was designed from the beginning of time. And, you know, God has a purpose and a plan, and we believe that, and we're here to help you determine what your destiny, determine what it is that you're here and put on this earth by design to do in this season. And I tell you again, like I said, I'm excited about this broadcast today. We'll have some dynamic guests that will be calling in today, and then many of you will be listening in wherever you are. The good news is that you can listen right there where you are. Just dial blogtalkradio.com. You can dial in. As a matter of fact, I encourage you to call somebody right now and have them dial into the broadcast. We're waiting. Let them know we're waiting on them. We can't do it without you. Dial 718-508-9457. 718-508-9457. You'll be so glad you did. So we're going to get ready to take a little brief announcement from our announcer. We're going to come right back. We're going to go right into this broadcast, and we're going to give you some exciting information. This is our series, Back to the Beginning series. Let's go back to Genesis and talk about image. You look right there on our blog site. You know, there is more to you than meets the eye. Did you know that? There is more to you than meets the eye. It's not about what man says. It's about what God says for you. And you know, the song says, what God has for me is for me. And what God designed for you is for you. Again, this is your host, Saret Sands. I'll be right back. Again, we're very excited. I have a little bit more information to share with you when we come right back, and we'll go right into the broadcast.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Hi there. This is Saret Sands. Saret Sands, and you know, God wants you whole in every area Today we're going to be talking about getting back to the beginning. This is a series we're starting to close out the year real strong. We'll be going back and looking at what the Lord, what God had designed. You know, one of the things is that, you know, the human body is after God's image. I mean, just look at how fearfully and wonderfully that you are made. And talks about in the Bible, in Psalms, David said, you're fearfully, in Psalms 139, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. That's because you're made after an image of a loving, perfect God. And, you know, of course, the image, of God, that's how we attain, that's whereby, you know, when he says, you know, have dominion. That's how we have dominion. Matter of fact, why don't we read that scripture real quick? Let's get started here with a nice scripture. Genesis 1:26 says, "And God said," God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every cattle, and over the earth, and over every living and creeping thing that creeps on earth." Key word here is made in God's image, in his likeness, and having dominion. Okay? So if you can get those three principles or three key words in your mindset today, that you're in the image of God, you're in his likeness, and you have dominion. Oh, wow, we can stop right there. Praise God. But, you know, so we want to talk a little bit about that. Let us make man. There's some profound statements. We know in Hebrew, man or Adam is a word used for man. And also, if you look at a term, an Assyrian term, which is Adamu or Admu, which means that is marvelously, one was marvelously preserved in your days. And so it is a hope, and it is a knowing that man, Adam, was made and perfectly made in the image, the image of likeness. If you think about the human body and the image being after God's image, it's whereby how we can attain. It's an attribute. It's also considered also an attribute of God. And even your body, even our bodies are well designed. Looking at the soul, remember we're spirit, soul, and body. Your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. This is a likeness and ability to reason and have free will. But also a likeness, a closer appearance. If you look inward, you'll be able to see more. You know, of course, we know God is a spirit, and those who worship him would worship him in spirit and truth. But he deposited, in the beginning, he breathed the breath of life into man, and he became a living soul. And so, and he said, give dominion. And then the plural of that word, it says that Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, as the original of the human race, is bearing witness, and it says that, and if you think about it, it's very important because, you know, made in the image, made in the likeness of God, and therefore, having dominion, and having an image, and, you know, so we're going to explore just a little bit more about that. Also, I just want to mention that this month is Fruit and Veggies More Month. And so we want you to go ahead and grab additional fruits and veggies and put them on your plate. We like to look at it as a color of the rainbow, the different greens and the yellows for the squash and the green veggies and the fruit and all those. So just imagine your plate as a rainbow color with fruits and veggies, and just instead of grabbing for that piece of junk food or that ice cream or that candy or that sugary thing, just grab for an additional piece of fruit or an additional vegetable, carrots, which are beautiful in orange color, tomatoes and squash, and oh, I tell you, yum, yum, yum. And so we are definitely want to promote and encourage you. You can also find out more information if you follow us on Facebook and friend us and like us. We're on Alpha Health RX as well, and you can go right on there and you can get some more information. So we're going to come back and share just a little bit more with you. Then we're going to hear from, I believe we have a special guest dialing in today, and we're going to hear something. We want to see what the woman of God has to share with you today, from her heart, in her own way. We have a powerful woman of God. We have a couple people starting to dial in. So we're going to go ahead and hear from our guest today about this topic, this series that we're talking about. Let's go back to Genesis and talk about image. That this is a likeness, refers to man's reasoning ability, free will, self-consciousness, and so on. And God's likeness, which implies something closer and more inward, which we deal with our inward man, our soul, and we're going to look at this and just understanding that there's more to you than meets the eye. And once you begin to understand your God-ordained purpose for being here, made in the image and the likeness of Christ, that he took the time to go down and said, let us make men, let us form his body. Then he deposited his very own spirit and man's soul. And of course, you know, if you're made in that image and God deposits spirit, but it lays dormant, that's what we call being born again. So you become aware that the spirit of God is living within inside of you and you acknowledge it. And then once you acknowledge Christ and become more, I mean, we're constantly being renewed and made more and more in his image day by day. But that means you have to relinquish your own mindset, your own ideas about who you are and what your destiny is and your purpose. And you begin to embrace more of what God's and become more and more like his image and become a new creature. That's why it says becoming a new creature in Christ. So we just thank God for what he's done today and what he's giving us this information and how we'll be able to share it. And we're going to go a little bit more in depth. We're just trying to give you just a little bit of a taste, just get you excited, get you stirred up in your mind and begin to know that you are created in the image of an almighty person. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. There is no mistake. There is no accident that you're here. You just have to understand your purpose and the reason why you're designed, the reason why you're created in God's image. We'll be right back, and then we're going to hear from our special guest today. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back, radio listening audience. I'm your host, Rhett Sands. And, you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I believe we have a special guest listener today. Caller, are you there? Would you like to greet the audience today and say hello? Okay, so I think that we have some listeners on the line. I just want to ask and see, do we have Prophetess Crystal on the line today?
Amen.
Amen. Would you like to greet the audience today? I know that you were just listening in, but I sense that this topic may be something that's dear to your heart. What I'll do is read the scripture again. And God said in Genesis 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. The prophet is today, being made in God's image and his likeness and having dominion, what kind of revelation, what kind of a for those who are struggling with their purpose and not really understanding that they were created by a God on purpose. Do you have something to encourage the hearts of those who are struggling with their purpose and realizing that they were perfectly designed in the image of a wonderful image of God.
Well, you know, it's something about purpose. It always blesses my heart because we know that God does everything on purpose for a purpose. And when he says that he created us in his image, that's the greatest fight that we all have in this hour, because the enemy does not want us to come into the understanding of who we are in Christ. He's coming after our identity, because as he comes after our identity, then he can keep us from fulfilling our purpose. And what is purpose? What you were created for. So I always say that a desire can elude us, because sometimes we think, you know, we question and say, is this desire of God? But I just want to encourage everyone listening this afternoon that if there's a desire that God has placed in you and you keep and you can't get away from it, it's missing you as much as you're missing it. It's part of your purpose. It's part of the passion that Christ has put in you, and it's part of the image that God created you to be. You are part of him as he is part of you. The word of God says, I am my beloved and my beloved is mine. You do not exist without him, and we cannot exist without, and he exists here on earth vicariously through us, because he walked here on earth, he died, he rose from the dead, and he ascended. So now for Christ to move and to do it, to perform and to manifest, he does it through us. And because he does it through us, we have to become into the image, into his image, and we have to understand what he has housed in us. So for you to fulfill the divine purpose that Christ has placed in you, you must know him. You must have relationship with him. You must know him as Father. You must know that he loves you. You must know him. You must know that he is God, but that he is a rewarder. You cannot fulfill the fullness of your purpose here on earth unless you know he's a rewarder. So how do we multiply forward? Becoming who Christ says we are. He knew you before you were formed in the womb of your mother. He knew you actually before the foundations of this world. So as you grow in him, he's moving all the layers that this world has put on you, the false identity. And when he removes every false identity that your race or that culture or that your parents put on you or that you put on yourself because you wanted to fit in, you didn't want to be a stranger among strangers. And when he removes all those things, then you start seeing who you are in him. And when you stand in front of a natural mirror, you begin to see the image of Christ through you, because now the trueness of who you are in him and who he is in you is reflected back through the mirror. It's when the light of his countenance shines upon your face. He says, arise and shine, for the glory of his light has risen upon you. That's his true image. And when you understand who you are in him, then you're able to walk out your process, and you'll be able to see that your purpose is being fulfilled here on earth, because he is releasing through you his goodness. He's releasing through you his word. He's releasing through you his love. He's releasing through you his faithfulness. He's releasing through you his healing, his deliverance, a complete work of wholeness. And that to me is being formed. We're ever evolving. It's something that I like. We're ever evolving as we become into the image of his son. A daily thing. As we die, we become. As we die to self, we become more like him. As we renew our minds through the reading and the taught word of God, we become more like him. We become selfless. And we begin to live a life more abundantly through him. Amen. Minister Charette.
Wow. Wow, radio listener on this. My God, my God, my God. That's enough to get you excited. Becoming the process our prophets talked about, the process of becoming who you are to become in Christ, you know, that light that's shining within you, that image, it's an evolution. As you look in the mirror, beginning to even see yourself as that light of the Lord that's shining through you and in you, and becoming that image, and no more, she talked about no more false identity in Christ. I mean, you know, because it's one thing to have an identity, but it may not be the right identity that's for you, that's designed, the purpose that he had for you. My God, this is so good. And I tell you, radio listen audience, I know you've been blessed. And she also said, rise and shine, you know, so for your light has come. So for maybe even such a time as this, for even such a word that's been shared and imparted, that something will be stirred up in you, even this moment, that you will stop and transform and begin to not continue to do the same old thing. Somebody said if you do the same thing over and over again, you'll get the same result. But to change something because you know that you've been changed, you know that you've been made in a perfect image. I tell you, we're so excited about this word today. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. I tell you, we're just so excited about this word today. Thank you so much, Prophetess Crystal Ars. And maybe some of those who might want to connect with her ministry, she will be able to bless you and share on how you may be able to get in touch with her because she has a powerful ministry.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back, radio listen audience. You know, I hope you are enjoying this broadcast today. If so, you know, we want to hear from you. This is coming to you from blogtalkradio.com/AlphaHealth. You can follow us there. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We also, you know, we have the website where you can go www.alphahealthrx.com. But we want to hear from you because this is a broadcast in health. We believe that God has a purpose and desire. We're bringing you these broadcasts week by week. We have an exciting series. I'll tell you a little bit about some announcements really quickly, and then we'll, you know, maybe give you a little chance to hear just a little bit more. I tell you, that Prophetess Crystal excites the nations today. So let's tell you just a little bit about, just by way of announcements, we have some exciting things coming up again. We want you to keep in touch. We want you to join in. This is a health movement, we like to call it sometimes, not just because we address health in three dimensions, spirit, soul, and body. We believe that's where you can completely be whole so we can address those physical needs that you have. You might want to find out a little bit more about that by going on the website. You know, we have three health programs. We have a lot to offer, but we also have some partners out there that are doing some very dynamic things. We invite you to partner with us as well. We want to tell you about an upcoming event entitled Design to Shine. That will be by Apostle Dr. Shirley Pierre Robertson, and that will be happening in June of 2017. This is your time to get away. This is the time to go in for a time of retreat, you know, time of empowerment, refreshment. Just an exciting time that's designed to empower you, to educate you, to have your time, maybe take a little sabbatical. They're going to be cruising to the wonderful city, the Bahamas. You know, I've been told that that's where God lives, but I know he's a spirit, so he's everywhere. But I tell you, if you've ever been there. If you haven't been, I encourage you to go. But the main thing here is that this is something for you to get away, to have a time of empowerment. I'm also excited to let you know that Dr. Robertson, Apostle Dr. Robertson, will be starting a segment. We're pleased to announce on Health by Design Radio, and it's Designed to Shine as well, Women Empowerment. You know, she will be coming forth in her own way. So please, stay tuned, and the rest of the information, you can join in and get our newsletter to keep up to date. We will be having the wellness team meetings once a month or you know, it may starting with on Mondays, and then we'll continue from there. Health education, information, and empowerment, and also we'll be talking about marketplace opportunities where you can bring in some extra income streams, because that's what we believe, that in this season, that also the finances will be coming in. We'll have Toys for Tots by Stevens Health and Fitness in December. You want to call 954-967-5477. So please connect with us. There's many ways that you can, and we want you to be a part of it. We can't do this without you. Praise God. Again, we're talking about back today. We've been talking about back to the beginning, and we're addressing a series going back to Genesis, so we can begin to sometimes they reprogram our thoughts, reprogram our ideas, become more of opening our eyes. It's something that you know, you take for granted, but we have many today that this is why we have fairs that we have in America, because people haven't addressed the root cause of the problem. In the last segment of our broadcast, I would like to see a prophetess Crystal, because something stirred on my heart there for a minute, because we have many issues today, even in South Florida here. We have young people being killed, and there's so many things. People are going in the wrong direction. I mean, I won't even get into the issue of the abuse of prescription and non-prescription drugs. That's because you don't know who you are. You don't have to take a drug to get your identity. I'd like to see if you'd like to close us out and address any of that, as well as if there's something that you need to listeners to know about what's happening with your ministry, what's coming up. Is there anything that you want to know about connecting with you? But I know they'll hear more from you. But if you'd like to address a little bit about our current state of affairs in terms of the identity, people struggling.
You're pulling on me, and I give God the glory for you. When you started talking about what's going on with our children and in this nation, he's continually taking me back, saying my people are segregated, and we're fueling the wrong fires of hatred, of division. And I believe as long as the church is divided, we're going to see things escalate in the nation, in our streets, in ways that we really do not want. It's taking our children to a place that they're looking for love in all the wrong places, and they're being accepted into things that they don't know the stronghold that is going to cause on their lives, because of the false identity that the enemy is putting on them. And so we have a responsibility as men and women of God to truly begin to love like Christ loved us. You know, Christ loved us when we were, when we had all these different false identities, when we didn't know who we were, when we were looking for love in all the wrong places, when we were stuck in the miry clay saying, Lord, I need help to get out. And he saw us and he said, I love you. And he drew us unto himself, because he said, all will taste and see that truly he is good. But one of the scriptures that just stirred in my spirit was Romans 8. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. For them, to them who are called according what? To his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed what? To the image of what? His son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. We were talking about purpose. We were talking about becoming the image. It came out of Genesis. But, you know, it's also stated in the New Testament. But the thing that I love about this scripture, it says, to them that love God. We really, truly have to know that we love God. We truly have to understand that he loves us. Sometimes we know is a head knowledge, but we have not experienced the true love of the Father. And unless you have experienced the true love of the Father, then you really cannot love forward or love outward, which keeps us from becoming, keeps us from evolving into the fullness of who we are in him and through him. Because he says we're to be conformed to the image of the Son. It says, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, all these things that are going on around us, well, it's in the body of Christ. Because we're not, he says, if you love me, you obey me. And if you obey me, you love everybody. You hate the sin, but you love the man. And when I say man, I'm including the woman. Because Christ is the perfect example, the perfect leader, the perfect son, the perfect Christ. We know him as Jesus, but do you know him as Christ? Do you know him as Lord over your life?
My God.
And we cannot exclude. He says, to them that love God. To them that love God, everything works together for them that love God. And if you love God, you what? Obey his commandments. You do everything according to his purpose, not your purpose. Your purpose may be, oh, I want to do it my way. And not everything that is a good thing is a God thing. But according to his purpose, and that means, Lord, sanctify my desires, sanctify my ambition, sanctify the vision that I believe you're giving me. And if he sanctifies it, believe you me, he has already gone before you. He's already plowed the ground and prepared you to take over.
My God. Well, my God. Radio listening audience, I tell you, I know you've been blessed today. Thank you so much, Prophetess Crystal Arce, and she will be back, I'm sure. You know, we're going to pull on her again. She said we pulled her mighty, mighty, mighty voice in this earth. She is a voice. She's an end-time prophet of the Most High God. I'm just not just saying that, but someone who is interested in seeing change in the nations, change locally. Change starts with you. Starts with me. We've got to look in the man in the mirror. But we thank you so much. It's just been a wonderful time in the Lord. And we're just going to have to go ahead and say goodbye, but never far away. Until next time, please tune in again. I'm your host, Red Sands, and we love you in the Lord. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Soret Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.